Hello, this is David Hickey, Regeneration and Renewal's online editor, and I'm joined by reporter Ben Cook. Hello, Ben.
Hello, David.
Ben, you recently went to Northern Ireland, and in the current issue of the magazine, you've written a two-page feature on Northern Ireland. But you spent a few days there. We know that in the run-up to the election, David Cameron argued that the Northern Irish economy was too reliant on public sector jobs. You visited there. What did you see any examples of private sector employment being expanded by urban regeneration schemes?
Yeah, there's definitely evidence of that. You've got, for example, the Victoria Square retail development that's opened fairly recently. And also there's a Belfast Streets Ahead scheme, which is a £28 million programme to upgrade streets, lighting, landscaping in the retail areas of Belfast. That's on schedule for completion in 2011, and it's obviously something that the DSD, Department for Social Development in Northern Ireland, is prioritising, because not all schemes are going ahead, but they're very keen to ensure this is completed and that's all on track.
So that's creating jobs in terms of what, construction, is it?
Construction, but obviously then you've got, you've got retailers, yeah, opening there, so that's sort of retail jobs. But also I think generally you get spin-offs from that, you can get sort of new bars opening, hotels. So yeah, there definitely is activity there. But obviously, on the other hand, it's not all good news. There is some problems. Recession is affecting Northern Ireland as it is everywhere.
I mean, how has the downturn affected regeneration in Northern Ireland?
Well, for example, some schemes, there is some doubt about some major, other retail schemes. For example, you've got the Royal Exchange scheme, which is a real retail-led scheme. There was supposed to be an allocation from the DSD of around £110 million for that scheme. That's been deferred now. There is some doubt about it, but the DSD are still adamant that this will go ahead. It's just been delayed for the time being because developers are struggling for cash.
And we know the issue of sectarian violence is still live in Northern Ireland. I mean, what sort of community cohesion projects did you see going on there?
Well, there's an organisation called Groundwork Northern Ireland who are involved in a lot of this work aimed at, breaking down barriers between sectarian communities. They have been funded by the DSD for a long period of time now. It's recognised that they do a very important job. But obviously, they're being affected by the cuts, as everybody else is, and the DSD have recently made a fairly significant cut to their funding, which has raised concerns there. But I think, personally speaking, I think they do a very important job, and it's important that this sort of work isn't overlooked, especially as we enter a time of recession. It's well documented that social unrest can increase in those sort of times, so they had to be very careful how it's all managed.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
Okay.